I'm Marian Abbott, and this is my podcast about living and working as an artist. Hi, I'm Marian Abbott, and this is my podcast for artists and their teachers and maybe their parents. I've been pondering this podcast for a long time, but have only felt in recent months that now is the time to finally start. At the bottom of this, you can find, like in the show notes, you can find a link to my bio, which will tell you about my journey and evolution as an artist. But basically, I've been involved in live performance and theater and musical theater since I was 12 and worked full time in the industry since I graduated from Sheridan in 1999. It's been a roller coaster of a journey, but I've loved the challenge of it. But most of all, I've loved connecting with artists. I love artists. I am obsessed with how they think, how they work, and why their art is what it is. I wanted to provide a podcast that would encourage and inspire both artists of all ages and levels and their teachers, and sometimes their parents, and celebrate the beauty they bring to our world. I've lived with artists my entire life, and my experiences and ideas that I'll be sharing come from my front row seat to the artist life and process. My father is a retired professional pianist. When I was a child, he was working as a salesman, but taught some piano students and often played at the church for services. Although he was classically trained and achieved his ARCT from the Royal Conservatory of Music, he can play anything by ear. I used to think it was normal for your father to come home from the movie theater and play the theme song of the movie you just watched. I thought that was normal for a very long time, actually. When I was 16, he lost his sales job due to a massive recession that hit the economy at the time. It was at that time that my mother encouraged him to go into music full time, and he never looked back. I got to watch as he embraced his entrepreneurial skills and create a career that ended with him playing shows all over Canada, but mostly all across the GTA, particularly in seniors' residences, where he could play over 1,000 songs from memory. The seniors adored him. He still plays, just not professionally anymore. My brother played violin, piano, drums, and is generally a creative, artistic guy. But when he bought an Introduction to Magic kit at the age of 13 from the local drugstore, does anyone remember Guardian Drugs? Yeah. He found his calling. I got to watch him go from practicing his tricks over and over and over on myself and my sisters and my parents and our grandmother and anyone else willing to watch, to being named Canadian Magician of the Year, and now having his own resident show in Florida. If I never hear the words, pick a card, any card ever again, that would be okay with my sanity. My husband is a visual artist. His main medium is oil on canvas, but he also works with watercolor, encaustic, sculpture, and collage whenever inspiration hits. I've learned so much from him about the similarities in creative process between artistic disciplines. And finally, I have a son. He did some singing, some acting, some dancing. We totally did the dance comp life for a couple of years. He won awards and he won a couple of professional contracts and he went to countless art exhibits with his dad. But his true artistic gift was building and his passion was film. And I'm happy to tell you that he's currently enrolled in a program for special effects and makeup. With dual roles as an artist and a parent, in his case, it's been a fascinating experience watching and encouraging him to find his artistic path. So as you can see, as well as making my way through my own life journey as an artist, I have had a front row seat to the journeys of extraordinary artists in my own home, and I continue to be fascinated with how we work and live as artists. Now, if I have worked primarily in musical theater, and you know, my husband's obviously a painter, my brother is a magician. Why am I not referring to them as such? Why am I referring to all of them as artists? I'm so glad you asked. See what I did there? Years ago, I had the pleasure and the privilege to see the great Tony Bennett live in concert. It was at Casinorama, and he was every bit as masterful as you hoped he would be. He came out and did his opening numbers, and he had three musicians with him, a pianist, a percussionist, and an upright bass player. After the opening numbers, he said, "I'd like to take a moment and introduce you to my artists." My artists. I had never heard musicians referred to as artists before. My experience up to that point in time was that you were named according to what you did. You dance, you're a dancer. You sing, you're a singer. You play the piano, you're a pianist. It never dawned on me that we could all embrace the same title. And yet it makes perfect sense. An artist is someone who is driven by a force within them to create. Whether that's through music, poetry, photography, or blood effects for a horror film. The need to create unites us. The rest is just details. I'm Marian Abbott, and this is my podcast about living and working as an artist. And I am so excited to begin this journey with you. Hey, it's Marian again. I just want to thank you so much for spending time with me today. I know that your time is valuable, and I promise never ever to take that for granted. In the show notes below, there's all kinds of ways that you can contact me or follow me on my social media channels. And hey, I would love to work with you. Check out the information on my website and let's make it happen. Have an amazing day.